Now, if you have mobility problems, it can be very difficult and potentially expensive to nip into town to do your shopping, attend that doctor's appointment, or even just meet friends for coffee. There is, however, a scheme that may provide an answer in the Ipswich area. Dial-a-Ride offers an affordable and accessible means of transport to those that can't easily access public transport. But the organisation is finding times increasingly difficult with a shortage of volunteer drivers. I wonder how they're getting on with the fuel costs as well. So, can you spare some time? We've already had one text in this morning inquiring about more details. Can you spare some time to be a volunteer driver for Dial-a-Ride in the Ipswich area? Well, we've sent Deals on Wheels to Worstead to meet Carolyn, who's a regular user of the service, former volunteer driver Myra Newell, and Billy Morton, who's the community transport coordinator with Suffolk Acre. And there they are to join us right now. Hello, Luke.
Yes, good morning to you, Mark. We're on the Strand, and what a fantastic view you have from Carolyn's house on this particular road. Wonderful view of the harbour. We have a fantastic view of the Orwell Bridge with a huge ship just passing underneath it as I speak. And the sun is very warm this morning. And the Renault Community Transport bus has just this minute pulled up at the stop here on the Strand. And to tell us more about the service, first of all, and why they need volunteers, is Billy Morton, the Community Transport Coordinator with Suffolk Acre. Good morning. Good morning to you, Billy. So tell me, how important is Dial-a-Ride?
It's extremely important to the community of Ipswich. It gives those that can't access public transport the ability to get out and about, go and see their friends, do their shopping, and generally just live a bit more of a full life than they may have done because they can't get out.
Now, looking inside it, it's a nine-seater minibus, but it's an adaptable minibus, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've got a lift on the back and can access wheelchairs. If we put two wheelchairs in, it reduces the seating down to eight seats. Yes, certainly it's accessible for wheelchairs, but not only for wheelchair users. It is for everybody in the community that, as I say, can't access public transport.
And it's not just for old people, is it?
Certainly not. It's, as I said, for all ages. And it would be nice, in fact, if we could have some youngsters that can't access community transport or can't access public transport to come on board and register with us. They do have to register in advance of making the bookings, but it would be nice to have people of all ages, yeah.
Who pays for the service, then? I mean, because it can't be a cheap service to run.
It's certainly not a cheap service to run, and we are indebted to the Suffolk County Council and Ipswich Borough Council for funding of the Dial-a-Ride minibus and the support of Suffolk Acre in operating it.
And obviously, do they pick up the bill when it comes to fuel? We've been talking on the programme this morning about the rise in fuel prices. That must dent the budget somewhat, doesn't it, when those prices keep going up?
Yes, we're always worried about budgets, and particularly in the current climate, and the more that the fuel goes up, the fuel is provided by Suffolk County Council, and of course that impinges on their budgets. The vehicles are also provided by the county as well, so any increases is always an increase in their budget funding, and obviously want it to carry on.
So do those using, like Carolyn this morning, have to pay for the service then, because you've got to meet those demands?
Yes, there is a charge for the buzzabout, but it is a small charge. It's £1.40 for up to 5 miles and £1.70 for up to 9 miles worth of travelling. So you can see it's quite well worthwhile.
And does that also apply then to the Dial-a-Ride service today?
This does apply to Dial-a-Ride, yes.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk to one of the volunteer drivers here this morning. That's Myra Newell. Myra, tell me, why did you get involved to become a driver with the community transport scheme?
Basically, because I enjoy driving, and that was the initial impetus for me. But as I got involved, it became far more than that. It's involvement with some lovely people. It's giving them independence, which is so important to people who have some kind of mobility problem, that they don't have to depend on anybody else, or if they haven't got family and friends, it's the only way, in fact, they can get out on their own. And they're so appreciative of whatever you do.
Because, as you say, you are more than a bus driver, because you actually have to help people get on this particular vehicle, don't you?
Yes, and you do have training for that, because the disabilities that people have are very different. Some people are blind. You do have people in wheelchairs. But as I say, training is given to that, for you for that.
And how long did you sit behind the wheel for?
11 years.
Were you sad to say goodbye?
Extremely sad.